Hi, my name is Eric Turner. I'm Save the Children's Regional Coordinator for the East Africa Emergency Response. I've been working on Save the Children's Disaster Risk Reduction, or DRR, work in the region, and recently made the journey to Northeast Kenya to see some of our DRR programs. Due to the limited flight options, I made the long and bumpy journey by road. The further you get out of Nairobi, the urban landscape gives way to more rural and less fertile grounds. After the landmark town of Garissa, where the tarmac road ends and the dirt roads begin, you also start to notice more and more dead animals. There's donkeys, goats, cows, camels, and even giraffes lying alongside the road. This is an especially disturbing sight considering people in these areas are dependent on these animals for their livelihoods. In the last decade, Kenya has experienced a drought for 4 consecutive years, between 2005 to 2009. Which was followed by 2 severely below average rainy seasons in 2010 to 2011. In other words, it has essentially not rained at all for the last 2 years. It's difficult for us to even comprehend this, but naturally the effects have been devastating on a population reliant on water, both for themselves and their livestock. After a 2-day journey along the dusty tracks, we finally arrived in the town of Wajir. This is where one of Save the Children's field offices is based and where we're implementing some of our disaster risk reduction work. On my first day, I went to a small village called Hungai, where Save the Children has launched a cash transfer and meat voucher program. The first thing that strikes you in the village is the absence of any means of getting food. It hasn't rained, so it's not possible to grow crops, and there are essentially no animals left. One of the village elders, Rashid, told me that up to 95% of the livestock have either been forced to migrate while the rest have perished. The unique thing with this current drought is that even the camels, one of the most drought-resistant animals on the earth, are not able to cope, and the few remaining ones look like they're on their last legs. Our food voucher program is aimed to ensure that children and their families can better withstand these extremely harsh living conditions, both now and in the future. In practice, the vouchers are used to buy food from local producers, which revitalizes the local meat trade and helps build and stimulate the local market. This approach, while in a sense providing life-saving support, is also a more sustainable way to help the most vulnerable communities. Rashid and the other villagers stressed that the program has really made a difference to their community, but also that the situation is still very dire and more support is needed. A few days after I left, the rains began to fall in northeast Kenya. Although bringing much needed relief, it will take a long time before their livestock can recover. And until then, we will continue to work with these communities to make sure we find lasting solutions to the challenges they face. You can help us to both save lives and to build more strong and resilient communities in villages like Hungai in Kenya. Please go to our website for more information at www.savethechildren.org.uk. Thank you.